Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You're baptized, people of God. 7 years ago, on a day not unlike today, we really enjoyed life. Living in these United States, we felt perhaps that we were immune from the reach of the darkness of sin, the darkness of war. But neither our nation nor any other nation is immune from those who hate righteousness. Evil does exist in the world, and the darkness of the violent, evil heart is opposed to God and those who love Him. But our apostle writes to you, this is the message which we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. As light, God is good. As light, God is truth and speaks only truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Psalm 19 declares, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Perfect, trustworthy, radiant, and right. Such is the will of our God, because such is the nature of our God. In an age of half-truth, lies, slippery legalese, it is indeed refreshing and life-giving to know that the true God, Father, Son, and Spirit, is truth and speaks truth and is life and light. For faith hangs on the integrity of God, His faithfulness, His truthfulness. God indeed is morally pure, holy, free from sin. In Him there is no darkness at all. He is without shadow of evil. And the shadowless God has given you His will. It is written on your hearts. It is recorded for you to study and read. And His commandments reveal His holy will to you, and you fall short. His written will condemns you. As we read those, they condemned me. And they show you that by nature you are in darkness, and that man is helpless before God. But the light does shine. It proclaims that you are lost, condemned, helpless, poor, miserable sinners, but God does not leave you there. As St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God is light, and you live in that light, even though you are surrounded by those who would shut out your lights. This is the message, and the message has implications for the Christian, as John also wrote, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Indeed, it is no small thing to make God and yourself a liar. That is a sin of eternal consequence, and the truth of God prevails. But there is more than law in this text. There's a whole lot of gospel. As the word says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As you pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You pray that God would forgive you and help you to live in love with your fellow saints. His word says that his Son, Jesus Christ, has made full atonement for sin. Therefore, when you sin, you do not despair, for God is light, but he is also gracious and forgiving. Because Christians are in the light, they are exposed as sinners. But the difference between the Christian and the hypocrite is that when the hypocrite is exposed, he denies sin and hides from the light. He excuses his sins and blames others, much like politicians do. The Christian sees the sin and, rather than hide, confesses and then lives in God's forgiveness for himself, for his brother and his sister in Christ. The old bumper sticker does ring true: Christians are not perfect, just forgiven. God's will for you, according to John, is that you live without sin, because he has created faith in you and forgiven you. Forgiven you are, yet you remain in the flesh, and you must battle that flesh. John wrote, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin." John writes his readers that they would be careful in their walk in the will of the Lord. The desire to sin ought not to be in you, but it is. And you must war against the devil, the world, and your flesh. What shall you do? Continue. Continue in the word and in the Psalms, Luther writes, for it's the power of God to overcome. This is our armor, he says. And when you lose out, when that armor has a spot where maybe you didn't put it on, when you fail to walk in newness of life, you say, "Yes, indeed, Lord, I have sinned. Yes, Lord, I do commit sins." And thereby we leave them in the light. And the Lord purifies you, cleanses you, and washes you in your baptism so that your sins are removed. You see, Christians don't whitewash their sin. Christians confess their sin, and Christ, you might say, red washes your sin so that they are removed. You have Jesus as your sure defense. You have Jesus the Christ pleading for you before the Father. Righteousness speaks to the Father, and the Father hears him. Jesus pleads for you, not saying, "They're good folks, they've done great things, look at what they've built." But he pleads for them, for us all, on the basis of what he has done. For he is the propitiation, he is the atoning sacrifice. The atoning sacrifice is the one who satisfied the righteous requirements that we could never do. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, says Scripture. God demands blood be shed, but the grace of it all is that the Father himself provided the blood by providing the Lamb, the Lord Jesus. The Father willingly handed over his Son to satisfy his requirement that one must die for the sins of the people, and the one is the pure, spotless Lamb of God, the atoning sacrifice who blots out your sin. The Christian life is lived in the light. In this light, you look at yourself and you see who you are and what you have done, but then you look away and look to the Savior. From self to Savior, it ought to be. You see who he is, what he has done, and in the light of his grace, your sins are taken away. God is light. Christ is the light of the world, the light that keeps shining in the darkness. And the darkness of evil has not, nor will it ever overcome it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.